USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Late Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Lewis.
John paid the price to help bend it. He paid that price at every Nashville lunch counter where his leadership made segregation impossible to ignore. He paid it in every jail cell where he waited out hatred and oppression. He paid that price in harassment and beatings from a bus station in South Carolina to the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the FDA's progression in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. The vice president speaking in Miami on Monday. President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, also speaking about the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
The state of New York has the second highest death rate per million at 1,673 deaths per 1 million people due to the coronavirus. Cases are continuing to tend in the positive direction in New York, but the governor saying his state will not be out of the woods until things continue to turn around across the United States.
We won't be out of the woods totally on COVID until COVID is contained all across the country.
NASA's just days away from launching the Mars 2020 rover Perseverance to the Red Planet. NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstine says Perseverance is an appropriate name.
We are in extraordinary times right now with the coronavirus pandemic, and yet we have, in fact, persevered, and we have protected this mission because it is so important. We declare this mission to be essential.
Liftoff is set for Thursday, and the rover is scheduled to land on Mars in February. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Violent rioters torched a construction site at a Justice Center in Seattle and attacked a Starbucks store that was at the bottom of an apartment complex over the weekend as the far-left rioters are causing significant damage in cities across the country. Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie tells ABC News, if these mayors and governors aren't going to do anything, it's certainly up to the president to take action.
If the mayors in those towns are too politically timid to address people who are defacing and destroying their cities, then the President of the United States has to deal with it. And so I do think it's an effective thing to do. I don't know whether it's going to make sense politically or not for him, George, but it's his responsibility as president if the mayors are willing to walk away from their own responsibility, not to support peaceful protests, but to stop violent riots.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton adding,
there's no question that there are professional instigators and agitators on the streets in Portland who are trying to stir up violence. The president has to take action to defend federal properties and installations. He ought not have to. Local mayors and governors should defend federal property the same way they defend private property or their own public property. But what you see in Portland is a systematic, deliberate, and ongoing attack on the federal courthouse and the federal building. I want federal officers in Portland. He ought to do his job.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.